Hi, my name is Dr. Sara Rosengren. I'm a professor of marketing and retailing from the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. I'm also one of the co-authors of Marketing, 5th edition by Oxford University Press. This podcast is about Chapter 12, Digital and Social Media Marketing. Digital marketing has typically focused on digital and social media platform in marketing communications or using digital and social media platform to satisfy needs. That means it's either looked at how you use, for example, search engine marketing and corporate websites to convey message to your target audiences, or it has been focusing on how online retailing or e-commerce can be used to offer different products. However, the term digital marketing refers to something that is broader than this. For example, companies are increasingly turning to digital media as a tool for market insights, for example, through the collection of big data and social media monitoring. And this means that they can use digital marketing to understand and anticipate needs as well as to communicate. Digital marketing can be defined as the management and execution of marketing using digital technologies and channels and digital data about user, customer characteristics and behaviors to reach markets in a timely, relevant, personal, interactive and cost-efficient manner. Social media marketing is a form of digital marketing which uses social media such as social networking sites to produce content with the aims of users sharing the content, which can create exposure of the brand to customers and thereby increase or reinforce the current customer base. In this chapter, we will focus on digital marketing and social media marketing as a tool to communicate and interact with consumers and customers. However, we also note that digital and social media as such has fundamentally changed not only marketing communication, but brand management and marketing in general. Successful marketing in a digital world requires digital marketing to be integrated into all aspects of marketing, for example, marketing research, products and services, as well as in marketing communication and channel distribution plans. We thus believe that digital marketing should be considered and adapted more widely than just as a new communication or distribution channel. Still, the chapter will focus mostly on the communication part. Key techniques in digital marketing communications include internet advertising, search marketing, email marketing, social media marketing, content marketing, and mobile marketing. We will go deeper into social media in a minute, but before that, let's briefly consider the other techniques. Internet advertising. Internet advertising refers to a form of marketing communication that uses the internet for the purpose of advertising, regardless of what device is being used to access it. Typically, internet advertising involves marketers paying media owners for carrying their messages on their websites. Search marketing. Search marketing is a key form of internet advertising in which advertisers pay fees to online companies to list and or link their company websites to a specific search word or phrase. Search categories include paid listing, contextual search, paid inclusion, and site optimization. You can read more about these terms in the book. Email. Email is one of the most frequently used digital marketing tools. Typically, companies run many email marketing activities based on customer relationship management systems and mailing lists. Thus, you could consider email to be an own channel if we want to use the POEM framework from Chapter 11. Content marketing. Content marketing is an approach to marketing communication in which brands create and disseminate content to consumers with the intention that that content will generate interest, engage consumers, and influence behavior. Content marketing does not have to be digital, but digitalization has increased the focus on creating messages that have value for the receiver, for example, by being useful, educational, or entertaining in and of itself, and digital media means that these messages can easily be shared and spread through various social media channels. That's why it belongs in this chapter. Mobile marketing communications. Mobile marketing communication focuses on conveying messages through mobile devices. Mobile advertising relies on several different formats, for example, search, as we discussed before. Current changes in behavior clearly show that the mobile is taking over more and more of consumer online searches, and that marketers need to consider how to stay relevant and accessible at different stages in the consumer decision process, also on the mobile. Okay, so now let's take a closer look at social media. Social media marketing describes the use of social web and social media, such as social networks or online communities, or any online collaborative technology for marketing activities. Social media marketing includes both the creation and the curation of corporate brand profiles and content on social media, as well as social media advertising. Thus, social media can be purchased, owned, earned, all types of media in the POM framework. Social media advertising refers to advertising delivered on social platforms, including social networking and social gaming websites, apps, and across different device types. So here, of course, the key being that the marketer pays for being included. Although marketers agree that social media marketing is key to success in the contemporary marketplace, many marketers are still struggling in terms of how to evaluate these activities. To measure the effectiveness of a social media campaign, marketers can follow a six-step process. Step 1. Start out by setting campaign objectives. This means identifying specific and clear evaluation objectives that are aligned with the marketing objectives and overall business goals of the organization. Step 2. Identify key performance indicators or KPIs that fits with these objectives. This step involves identifying the most appropriate performance indicators that fit with the overall campaign objectives that you set in the first step. Step 3. Identify metrics to be used to assess the selected KPIs. In the book, you have a table of different social media measures that you can use in order to decide what are the most relevant ones. Which ones you should choose depends on the conclusions you drew in step 1 and step 2. Step 4. Collect and monitor the previously identified metrics and KPIs from relevant social media channels. Here, there is typically room to monitor and make adjustments in the execution of the campaign in real time. Step 5. You report the results. This step includes compilation of the KPIs and metrics in a presentable format in which overall campaign performance is assessed. Often benchmarks are needed in terms of previous performance or industry standards in terms of the selected KPIs. Step 6. Make a decision based on the insight gained. Based on the report, the performance of the campaign can be assessed and conclusions for future iterations of the campaign can be drawn. This also makes it possible to ascertain what changes are necessary to meet the benchmark targets or if benchmarks should be updated. To conclude the chapter, we also consider how marketers make use of social media to interact and co-create with communities through the technique of crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is increasingly used in marketing. Various definitions exist for the term crowdsourcing, but typically it refers to a process of outsourcing a task or a group of tasks that to a generally large crowd of people. Crowdsourcing can be used in marketing to outsource routine activities or to obtain content or to obtain creative products. It could also be used as a way to gain financial resources. And if you're interested in this, I recommend you go back to the book and look at some of the examples that we list. So, the rise of digital resources and the increasing use of marketing activities is also accompanied by complication and changes to legislation and regulated business practices. The chapter concludes by discussing some of the legal concerns in terms of jurisdiction, ownership, permission, security, accessibility. Thanks for listening.